So we're going to get going here. We're going to spend the remainder of our time talking and walking you through the cutting edge pivot we have made in our design center process called Studio M Design Collections, which by the end of the year will be available in all of our markets for first-time move-up customers. Let's take a quick look at a video to introduce the design collections.
Behind the door of every Meritage home, you'll find unique homeowners with their own ideas about how homes should look, feel, and function. And we design with that in mind. After all, it's your home. You should be able to choose a home interior that you love. And we believe you should be able to do it without agonizing over every fixture, finish, and drawer pull. Introducing Design Collections. Rather than bombarding our home buyers with endless options, our interior design experts have created a lineup of timeless collections to fit our home buyers' tastes. Although every collection is expertly coordinated by an interior designer, each one offers upgrades to choose from and unique choices to help reflect your personal style. Each collection features designer-curated flooring, cabinets, countertops, and more. For a timeless and stunning whole home look designed to reflect both your style and lifestyle while offering higher quality finishes at a greater value. It's all housed in a completely reimagined design center called Studio M, where you can experience the designs firsthand and work with a professional design consultant to take the guesswork out of bringing your dream home to life. From rustic to modern and coastal to traditional, our design pros have done all the legwork for you to create a range of styles with the most beautiful, inviting, and durable yet affordable materials available. All you have to do is choose the one that feels like home. Meritage homes are built smarter with energy.
Okay, hopefully that video gives you an idea of what Design Collections is all about. It's fundamentally designed to provide price transparency and simplify the design center experience for our customers. But to really understand how dramatically different this contrasts with the traditional design center experience, we need to spend a couple of minutes highlighting the differences. The traditional approach to option selection or colorization and personalization of your new home is typically a stressful buying experience, which results in inconsistent trade performance, extended cycle times, and ends with potentially unhappy customers. When we asked customers about their prior design center experience with new home builders, they were happy to air their frustration with us. We heard that the number of choices traditionally offered for flooring, cabinetry, countertops, wall coverings, lighting, fixtures, and appliances, among others, was overwhelming. In a traditional design center for build-to-order homes, there are thousands of tile choices, over 400 carpet and hardwood choices, and hundreds of cabinets and faucets. The combinations were endless and daunting. For example, in our prior appliance offering, 26% of our SKUs were only installed one time in 2017. We offered 46 different dishwashers, but two accounted for 55% of those installations. The volume of selections or opportunities to make the wrong choice for our customers created anxiety, as buyers were afraid of making a mistake in their selections and not being happy with it after installation, since they couldn't visualize selections on a large scale. After all, they aren't designers. The amount of time required was an average of 6 to 8 hours over two or more visits, which is still happening if you buy from some of our competitors. The record set by one customer a couple years ago was over 100 hours. Let me correct that statement. I say customer, but after all of that, they ended up canceling their purchase out of frustration with the complexity of the process. After a buyer finally committed to an option choice in a traditional design studio configuration, the pricing is never immediately available as the possible permutations and combinations cannot all be configured live. Buyers would leave without a firm price, and sales consultants would calculate the cost later and then communicate it back to the customer. Many times, the price ended up being more than what the buyer wanted to spend or could afford, which would require another visit to the design center to compromise on what they really wanted and make another round of selections or deselections. Many buyers reported buyer's remorse and dissatisfaction related to the largest purchase of their life, and their home construction hadn't even started. In fact, buyers who choose resale over a new home often do so because they do not trust the pricing of new homes to be as advertised, as upgrades can add more cost than they anticipated, and the benefit of less anxiety may have made buying a used home more attractive. They simply trust it. We all know where today's buyers are getting their information. HGTV, Facebook, Pinterest, and on and on. They know they want seamless, attractive designs, but they don't know necessarily how to create the desired look on their own. In response to this feedback and the supporting market research, we created our design collections. We borrowed from the auto industry, which transitioned to offering packages of options instead of a la carte items for upgrading their base model cars. Instead of having to choose individual items like leather seats, high-quality sound systems, navigation, or sunroof, they bundled the most popular items together based on customer demographics and offered the comfort package, the technology package, the sport package, at a cost that was less than the combined cost of the individual items if you bought them a la carte. It was easier and more economical for the customer, which improved the experience and customer satisfaction. Our new design center collections evolved around a similar concept. We offer 7 to 9 expertly designed packages to complete your home. No interior designer needed. We have done the legwork for you, and these collections are designed to create a simple and satisfying experience for our home buyers. These are color-oriented packages of flooring, countertops, backsplash, cabinetry, and paint, and we offer them all at the same price. So there's no compromise perceived by our customers based on their own personal style or taste. You can see a couple examples of these packages around the room and in the handouts we have provided. The intent is to minimize confusion, anxiety, and sticker shock. To further expand upon this, let me walk you through the benefits of Studio M, both to our buyers and to Meritage Homes directly. We have eliminated the a la carte design studio process, simplifying selections of the basic elements of design and making it a stress-free experience. It also saves us time and expense, and we share the reduced cost with our customers, offering superior value. We reduce design studio appointments to just one, with the vast majority of our buyers completing their design appointment in just 2 to 3 hours. That has allowed us to reduce the number of staff required in the studios and to get homes started at a faster pace post-sale. We've bundled collections and upgrades to control costs and deliver value to the customer and higher margins to us. Pricing is transparent and immediate to the buyer. All upgrade packages are focused on functional areas that have high consumer value and high take rates, such as kitchens, master baths, lighting and trim bundles, bringing clarity and transparency to all of our non-designer buyers. The response has been remarkable. Here's just a little bit of what members of the external realtor community and our national head of sales training, Cliff Stahl, have to say.
Studio M, for any realtor out there, is such an extremely different way of purchasing a home. They make it so easy and so efficient for your client to come in here and be happy with the results and at the price and the location. All of my clients after the fact have said, this was so easy, we're so happy, and we're so thankful you brought us here.
When we are able to show our customers that you can go to the design studio and it doesn't have to be overwhelming, that we can show you some incredible collections that are curated by professionals and that there can be less stress involved with that, I think people want less stress. We are so overwhelmed in our world with technology and phones and computers and being bombarded. Man, just make it easy for me. And if you can help me make big decisions easier, I think that that's a competitive advantage. And I think that's what really Studio M is all about.
Since the collection process is a different concept in new home sales, we introduce it in our existing and potential customers through our preview open house, or as we call it, our Discovery Night experience. Discovery Night is an opportunity for our home buyers to see and feel the design collections, as well as our enhancement packages, in person to help them prepare for their design center appointment. This also allows our expert design team to outline the design collections process and steps for the buyer in advance, so that when they arrive for their personal design appointment, the sales counselors can seamlessly walk them through the process. The Discovery Night experience provides stress-free time to become familiar with our standard features, included collections, and enhancements. Provides transparent, upfront pricing for our customers and prospects so they can be at ease with their budgets. Provides clarity and prepares our customers for their Studio M appointment. Over 90% of our customers complete their design selections within one visit after attending Discovery Night. Once a customer has attended Discovery Night and scheduled their design center appointment, here's what they can expect with our easy 8-step process.
During your appointment, a professional design consultant will guide you through a discovery and design process to help you choose the collection and enhancement packages that bring your unique vision to life. Our design experts will help you add your personal touch to each room in your home with expertly coordinated lifestyle-enhancing additions that are designer-approved, giving you an extra level of confidence in each decision. This is your chance to add your personal style to everything and the kitchen sink. The final steps give you the chance to enrich the comfort and livability of your home. From enhanced lighting to dream outdoor entertaining spaces, these are the choices that bring your home to life. Let's get started.
While we couldn't bring an actual Studio M mock-up with us, some sample collections are around the room in miniature pods that resemble the full-size pods in our studios. And we have a virtual Studio M experience set up outside next to the Live Now sales kiosk. To walk you through a virtual tour of Studio M, Amber Shea, our National Director of Design Studios here, just demonstrate the 8-step journey our customers go through during their appointment. Amber Shea is the National Design Center Director for Meritage Home. She began her career as an interior designer and then moved into managing design centers for 3 major home builders for more than 20 years. Amber?
The Studio M Discovery experience begins with an introduction of our new simplified design process we call Design Collections. Our approach allows customers to design their new home faster than before without the uncertainty and the complexity of our traditional design center experience. When buyers first arrive at the design center, they are introduced to the collections and learn how we curated each one using extensive consumer research and insights from strategic design experts and leading home finishing brands. Then before we move deeper into the design process, we present our buyers, which is what we've given you guys in a sample of, an upfront pricing guide and a complete catalog explaining each and every step of the process. To give you an idea of the design experience, we'll briefly take you through each step as if you were designing your own home. Step one of the design collections, this is the foundation of your new home's style. Our expert design team has curated design collections with each piece from countertops to flooring assembled into a cohesive collection that works in perfect harmony. Buyers can run their hands across life-size samples and feel the quality of the materials to get a true sense of how the design collections will bring their personal style to life. Let's walk through a design collection in more detail. Each one includes a whole house choice between 2 highly sought-after premium cabinet finishes, a luxurious granite or on-trend quartz countertop, depending on the collection, both of which complement an expertly coordinated kitchen backsplash, as you can see. Then comes flooring with either engineered vinyl plank tile or beautiful engineered hardwood and or large format tile, depending on the design center location and buyer preference. Additionally, the collections offer 2 styles of durable, high-quality carpet with superior stain protection paired with an upgraded carpet cushion. Sophisticated and exclusive master bath finishes, including a large format rectangular tile in a designer pattern with an eye-catching decorative tile backsplash installed in the shower and tub. Lastly, each collection features an interior paint color that brings the beauty of the collection to its full expression and creating an ideal backdrop. Buyers can visualize the collection also. In each of the collection, there is a digital signage that steps buyers through pictures of model homes and also interior renderings so that buyers can choose with confidence. They can actually see things installed and in combination with each other. We also offer different collections in each market to account for some regional differences. So step two of the design process is the design collections is enhancing the collection. And one of our most popular enhancements is to extend the flooring. So they can choose to extend the hard surface flooring in more living spaces in their home. And then the second part of that is they can also enhance their cabinets. So to a more distinctive style and or have additional construction adds. The kitchen, which buyers are telling us is typically the most important room for customers when purchasing a new home, from function to gourmet or somewhere in between, design collections enable buyers to select their dream kitchen through curated packages. Buyers can outfit everything, including the kitchen sink, with enhancement featuring high-quality brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, and Moen. Step four, the bathroom. This is the area of the home. It's important in creating and focusing an ultimate tranquil retreat. Customers can enhance just their master bath or go all out and do all the bathrooms in their home with our bath enhancements. The packages are expertly coordinated to ensure all the details in the home are complementary to the buyer's chosen collection. Each enhancement includes stylish plumbing fixtures, bath accessories, spacious and easy maintenance undermount sinks, and designer light fixtures. Step five is the laundry room. The laundry room keeps the house running. Buyers can stick with just the essentials or go all out for a complete finish of their laundry room, depending on what best suits their needs. The essentials enhancement includes upper cabinets over the washer and dryer, and the buyer can also completely build out their laundry room with uppers and lowers and a low-maintenance quartz countertop. And we also offer a selection of washer and dryers so the house is move-in ready. Step six is interior finishes. It is all in the details. When designing a new home, every little detail counts. Buyers can upgrade their space with a coordinated package that aligns details like doors, hardware, and trim. The interior door enhancement starts with personalizing the front door with fiberglass or wood options, including substantial panel choices or beautiful doors with glass inserts. Experience how the stylish interior doors, substantial baseboard and casing, as well as the latest hardware designs can really add to the home style. Buyers can also choose to upgrade their stale railing or add crown molding for character throughout their home. Customers can also enhance the fireplace in the family room with different mantle options. They may also select to upgrade window covering styles with designer window treatments. Step seven is comfort. For an extra level of comfort, buyers can add enhanced lighting features like LED disc lights, ceiling fans to their space. Additional enhancement packages include security, cameras, and water treatment solutions. You can review a few of these enhancements via the touchscreen in the lobby, and I'll be there to assist you if anyone would like to see that. Step eight is entertainment, so our final step. When buying a home, entertainment is top of mind. So we offer upgrades for media and sound enhancements along with outdoor living features that will make their space perfect for family gatherings, large parties, and holiday get-togethers. The entertainment enhancement includes an internet option providing all that is needed for today's most connected home, TV and media packages, and surround sound speakers, as well as wiring for future installation of wall-mounted televisions. All of these technology components interact with our M-Connected Home Automation Suite. Once through the eight steps, buyers are finished designing their home. As stated previously, the design collection allows buyers to complete their new home design choices in just one appointment, allowing them to feel less stressed, enjoy more time back in their day, and ultimately leave confident in their choices and excited for the next chapter in their new home. You can hear more about how well-received Studio M has been in this next video.
While buying a new construction home is exciting, it's often complicated and stressful for buyers. Meritage Homes wanted to do better, so we hired a third-party researcher to find out what home buyers really were experiencing and then reimagine the process with their needs in mind. This third-party researcher talked to 1,000 recent new construction home buyers from across the country and identified specific pain points across their new home purchase that we worked to address. One in four homebuyers said their design center experience was stressful, with 39% saying they spent more than 20 hours selecting options. After all that time, more than a third of the people surveyed still weren't confident in the finishes they chose, and almost half of those homebuyers exceeded their budget. We reimagined our entire process and created Design Collections, a series of timeless, designer-curated interior packages that make the whole process seamless, transparent, and even fun for Meritage homebuyers. This new design center here with Meritage, the collections provided them every bit of the look and feel that they wanted already put together for them in a collection, and it made the process so much faster and easier and a lot less stressful for them for sure.
It can be overwhelming, but with Meritage, the way that they offer the packages and design collections, they made it really, really simple. It really puts you at ease knowing that everything's going to be beautiful, and once you get your home, it's all going to look great together, which it does.
The design collections process is all about empowering our home buyers to make confident design choices, knowing they're getting high quality designer approved finishes. Customers are now getting a dream interior with clear, transparent pricing that allows them to have as much peace of mind about their budget as they do about their home's design.
In most cases, people don't have any concept of how much it's going to be at the design center. Coming here to this design center, the way that they have now structured it, it's become a lot more streamlined and they're a lot more excited about it, and they leave a lot happier after the day is done. This type of an experience really kind of helps navigate them so that, you know, they can see without a doubt what collection they're going to get and what is the price tag that's attached to that collection.
When we came here, we thought that the pricing was worth what we're buying. Very transparent, no hidden costs, no hidden fees.
The price per value ratio for all the finishes and qualities that Meritage has, it's outstanding.
Having an actual specified location that is as beautiful as this one is, as large, with all of the different options laid out, it's just it's a new experience, and it's absolutely one that's phenomenal.
So I don't really believe in that saying there's win-win. I always feel like someone wins and someone loses. But with Studio M, it is truly the win-win-win. So I want to reorient you back to the paradox of choice. And what we've essentially done with Studio M is we've removed choice, because you no longer can a la carte your home. You have to go through our 8-step process. But in doing so, the buyers actually have more confidence in the choices that they're making. So they're actually more confident, have better satisfaction. They actually are spending more money in our Studio M's than they were in our previous studios. And I would challenge you to find other competitor studios to see if it's this, if it's true. The other thing is we're able to, since we've reduced the number of SKUs we're buying, we're able to buy that product more effectively and cheaper. So we're able to deliver it at a better value to our customers. So for example, if you would have gone through our old design studio and you would have selected everything that you selected in our 8-step process, and then you did it through our Studio M, you're going to pay less money and get exactly the same thing, because we've negotiated a better price because we reduced what we're buying. So the customer is winning big time. We're winning because we're able to drive more efficiency and drive better value to our customers, also getting it at a better price, and it will be helping our models, our margins long term, and the buyer spending more revenue. And then finally, the trades are winning because the trades don't have as much complexity to manage. When they go out to the job site, they know exactly what they're getting through our Studio M process. You don't know how many times when someone goes through an a la carte studio process, how many changes happen in the field versus what they're seeing when they go through Studio M. So it truly is the win, win, win. We're early in the stages of this, and we'll have them all rolled out by the end of this year, but we're really excited about it. And I want to thank Amber for coming up here and walking us through that 8-step journey. She's a big part of our team. While we're still in the process of rolling out Studio M across all of our divisions, the early results have exceeded even our own high expectations. We're finding that buyers spend $5,000 to $7,000 more in our design center, and we have better margins in our Studio M design center than our traditional ones. Based on our experience with over 400 recent customers, we have received some very positive feedback, to point out just a few. 86% of our buyers felt that the Studio M process was simple and streamlined. Over 90% said that pricing is transparent. and nearly all of our buyers completed their Studio M selection within 1 3-hour appointment, much more efficient than our own old design studio process. Not only did buyers have a positive experience, but they also tended to select more upgrades and spend more in total. 86% upgraded to one of our design collections rather than the standard base level interiors. The most popular upgrades after that were in the kitchens, flooring, bathrooms, and the trim enhancements. And 86% chose one or more of the comfort and entertainment enhancements that we offer. Our sale to start times are also down significantly, approximately 2 to 3 weeks, depending on the market. You see what a difference maker our Studio M and design collections are for Meritage. They have transformed the way we serve the move-up buyer by simplifying and streamlining the entire process and offering tremendous value that results in happier customers while also providing higher revenue and margins to Meritage Home. We wanted to take a few minutes here, and as I begin to wrap up today's event, I wanted to cover our land strategy a little bit, which plays a vital role in the success of our strategy. In mid-2018, we made a strategic decision to pull back on our plans to invest in new lots and communities when the housing market slowed quickly, which we believe was prudent. We were focused on refining our product library and needed to align our land acquisition with it before beginning to scale up on our land purchases again. As a result, we put fewer lots and communities under contract than we had planned for during the third and fourth quarter of 2018 and the first quarter of 2019, but have still managed to plus up sales and EPS from our entry level and first move up shift. Since then, we have ramped up on our land acquisition significantly in the last two quarters, putting more than 80 new communities and more than 9,500 new lots under control, about the same number we did all of 2018. Considering it takes 18 to 24 months to bring new communities online, we expect those to meaningfully contribute to our community count in 2021. As part of our entry-level strategy, the average size of our communities has grown. In order to reduce our overhead costs per lot and provide an appropriate number of lots for the much higher absorptions we are seeing in entry-level communities, we have been putting larger land positions under contract, often several hundred lots rather than the 100 to 150 lot communities that is more typical for first move-up communities. 75 to 85% of the new lots we put under contract quarterly over the last couple of years are communities targeted towards entry-level homes or our Live Now strategy. We're also offering more townhomes, bungalows, and attached product to be able to offer entry-level priced homes in closer locations where land is too expensive to build single-family attached homes at those price points. Our land strategy is to efficiently source, acquire, entitle, and develop land that fits within the current risk, financial return, market, and product profiles identified by our executive management team. The Meritage Land Playbook was created with the goal of aligning our land strategy with our streamlined operation strategy. By prescriptively defining the box for our division land teams, we have been able to significantly increase the total deal flow and the quality of deals in our pipeline by reducing the number of false starts in pursuit of acquisitions that were not fully aligned with our strategy in the past. In addition, the fundamental tenets of the playbook empower the divisions, region, and corporate personnel charged with executing the strategy to do so in a manner that we believe will establish Meritage as the land buyer and builder of choice among sellers, brokers, government agencies, consultants, and contractors in every Meritage market. The land playbook is a critical component of our plan to acquire and develop the land necessary to grow our community count in a competitive market. We have a goal to get to 300 communities within the next couple of years, which is aggressive, but we believe it is achievable without over-leveraging our balance sheet. This should help us become a top five builder in our market with at least 5% market share. I will now turn it over to Hila for a high-level review of our financial outlook. Hila?
Thanks, Philippe. So, just to recap, today we shared with you our land buying objectives and our strategy for our Live Now homes for the entry-level buyer and our Studio M for the first move-up buyers. All of these initiatives have successfully contributed to our above-market growth that we've achieved in 2019 already. Since we've made so much progress towards our target mix shift of entry-level and first move-up in 2019, we continue to expect growth into 2020 from the realization of the full benefit of our strategic shift, although the growth will be somewhat more modest year over year next year. In order to continue to produce meaningful sales and closing growth, we need to expand our community count by not only replacing the second move-up communities that we're strategically closing out of, but we need incremental net growth on top of that, which we're planning to see within the next 2 years, as Philippe has discussed. We have our teams actively working towards that goal, as you've seen from our last 2 quarters of land placed under control, and we have the liquidity ready to finance it. While we expect the impact from community count increase in 2021 to be very meaningful, even without material community count in 2020, we still expect orders growth from higher average absorptions due to the additional entry-level mix and from the decline of our non-core communities. With the strategic wind-down of second move-up in our luxury communities and the increase in entry-level, we expect to see continued notable reduction in our ASPs until we reach that target mix. But we also expect to see improvements in our margins and leverage that correspond with the shift to a simpler, more efficient operating model and the improvements we expect to see from a full year of operations under Studio M. While we're not prepared to provide formal guidance for 2020 at this time, the combination of these trends suggests that we should see decent revenue and earnings growth next year and even more robust top-line and bottom-line growth in 2021, benefiting from the investments we're making today. I'll turn it back over to Steve for some final closing remarks.
Thank you, Hila, Amber, Philippe. Before we open up for questions, I'd like to summarize a few key points I hope you take away from our meeting today. First, I believe we're in a great place right now with a sound strategy and a team that is executing well. Our strategy for entry-level market with our Live Now product and our strategy for the first move-up market with our Studio M and Design Center collections sets Meritage apart from the competition with a unique value proposition. We've accomplished a lot in simplifying and streamlining our operations, but we can do more. Easy equals right is our mantra. The proof is in our results. We're delivering more value to our home buyers, making it easier for them to buy a home from us, and selling more homes at higher margins. While generating cash, that's allowing us to reinvest in the business while also reducing our debt and repurchasing stock. That benefits our employees, our trade partners, and our shareholders, in addition to our customers. Market conditions are good as good as they've been in a long time, and I don't see any reason why this can't continue. That's why we've ramped up our land acquisition activity in order to open up more communities and leverage our strong position for future growth and earnings. I'd like to thank you for coming today, and I really appreciate your support and attention. We're going to take a few minutes to answer some of your questions. Mike? Great. Hang on, let's get the...
Right. So tune in January. We're going to give you some more on the next call in Q4. But just a little bit of clarification. Philippe threw out a very aggressive but achievable goal of 300 communities. Our internal plan right now is to hit that in 2021. But it's a very steep ramp up from the end of 2020 to 2021. I think we mentioned roughly flattish in 2020 compared to 2019, with a pretty significant hockey stick in 2021. We have the dollars invested, and we're moving aggressively towards that goal. But as we mentioned, 18 to 24 months to get communities up and running. So even though we have what we need to get it operational, it's going to take us until 2021. As far as the absorptions pace, I'll refer you back to that one slide that shows the differential between the absorption pace and all the communities. So I think Philippe mentioned we're going to go ahead and have more entry-level communities than we do now. And when you just pull out that second move up from the calculation of the absorption space and you just substitute those in for entry-level communities, you see a pretty nice ramp in absorption space expectations with homes that can close faster because we're able to close and sell in the same quarter. So you'll be able to see both of those components visible in 2020, plus all of the information that Philippe shared on Studio M. Just a couple clarification points. We've been rolling out Studio M, started in 2018, kind of honed it in. The bulk of it is happening in 2019. We will be done by the end of the year. So that $5,000 to $7,000 incremental take rate on first-time move-up plus the expanded margin on the entire option take rate, that's going to be 100% realized in 2020. Right now, it's just a couple divisions that are on it in any meaningful way.
So I just want to make sure I understand. So on the first-time move-up, you know, the Studio M is maybe, what, 20%?
We're about 60 to 70% rolled out now, but some of them went online like a month or two ago. They don't even have any closings in. We have sales through them. We'll have a couple of closings by the end of the year, but not material enough for you to really see too much in the financials. Every home that's going to be sold and closed in 2020 is going to have the benefit of the incremental efficiencies that we're seeing in Studio M. So just, I want to just make sure we get this one really important point addressed. So the Studio M piece, as we said, there's about $5,000 to $7,000 per home of incremental take. On top of that, the margins are, I don't know, maybe 100, 150-ish bips better. There is a component of that, though, since we're running our own design studios, there is a cost to operate the design studios. In no way, shape, or form does it offset the 150. It's a very, very small piece of that 150 pickup, but you will see that running through SG&A. So before, when we had third parties running the design studio, they take their cut right off the top. Now that we're operating our own design studios, there's a little bit of noise in SG&A from that. Much more meaningful is the incremental margin that we're seeing in the Studio M profit.
Let me just add on to that. So this may be a little bolder. But $3,000 to $5,000 of incremental profit for Studio M buyers versus the old way that we were doing it. So coming from additional revenue, coming from lower costs, we've negotiated with our vendors. They're providing less SKUs. You know, we can go to Shaw Industries, for example, and we'd say, we're not going to buy 400 different types of carpet from you. We're only going to buy 10 or 12 or 15. And we want it in big rolls. We'll cut it locally. Get cost savings for that. Same thing for our other flooring and other components, timber like cabinets, for et cetera, you know, less cabinets. So $3,000 to $5,000. But again, we're just in the early stages of getting this entire system online. And we don't have all the centers open yet, and some of them just open. But as we get farther into 2020, we'll start to reap the benefits of that on the 1MU product.
That's that number. Yeah.
Carl?
Thanks.
Carl Reichert from BTIG. Some easy equals, right? So how does that apply to the geographies that you're in? California's not easy. Denver can be tough. Does that imply some change in the future in the markets that you look at, the markets you might enter, the markets you might train, and how you invest capital in your current footprint?
Yeah, I guess the answer is kind of yes and no. Certainly in Denver, we've been able to find a lot of entry-level opportunities. We're having to go farther out. We're having to build more attached product. The laws were changed recently in Denver that have reduced some of the construction defect litigation for attached communities. So we have several attached communities coming online there. We're building duplexes, which are a popular way to address affordability. And to a lesser degree, we're doing the same in California. You know, we're back in Sacramento. We're back in some of the Inland Empire. We're back in some of those markets in California that are more favorable to entry-level product and to first move-up product. And that will allow us to, you know, shepherd our capital better. But clearly for us, you know, the biggest area of growth continues to be the South. It's the newest part of our company. We have 5 markets in the South. We think it's really it's effective. We're able to effectively execute our strategy there. In Atlanta, for sure, one of our competitors has huge market share there. We think there's a big opportunity for us to do more in Atlanta. Charlotte, Raleigh, Nashville, Greenville are all great places for us to grow. Well, we don't have 5% market share there yet. We want to have at least 5% market share. So we're plowing a lot of capital into those markets. Those are also markets we can buy lots on option, or in other places in the West that we can't. So hopefully that answers your question.
And obviously, it's not just you. There's others who, as you said, are 2 years behind.
Right.
There are others that have been doing this for a little while.
Right.
So really, how do you look at the competitive landscape for let's call it basic, or in the excerpts?
It's very, land continues to be very competitive. Again, I think when we pivoted, it opened up submarkets that we weren't looking at before, and I don't think the other builders were looking there too, and there seems to be a larger availability of lots there. Although it's not like we're finding deals that other builders aren't bidding on. We have to be sharp and find the ones we want and be a builder of choice. But I think that what helps us is our product is dialed in. And the other builders are still figuring out their costs on their product. And so we can underwrite it more efficiently, and that allows us to access some different land.
I can't stress more convincingly that to be successful in entry level, you've got to have really tight, cost-efficient product. If your product costs too much, you're not going to be able to underwrite land, and you're just not going to be able to compete. It's going to knock you out of the game. And it's going to drive your margins lower. So the product that we've been developing and refining and continuing to refine over and over and over again is really one of the biggest components of the strategy. Jay
Dermani, KBW. By what magnitude do you expect G&A in absolute dollars to increase in 2020 to help fund the growth you anticipate in 2021? And do you anticipate any negative operating leverage as a result?
So we're not providing guidance for 2020, but we, as I mentioned, there's a little bit of a drag that you're going to see from the Studio M operations. Obviously, we're ramping up our entire operation pretty significantly in 2020 to prepare us for 2021. I don't know I'd go so far as to say that you should be modeling negative leverage.
Yeah, Steve Kim, Evercore, again. A question regarding your land and the larger communities, I think, Philippe, you mentioned. Typically, as I think about a larger community, multiple hundred units, we will see the margins and the pricing strategy in those communities be more cautious, basically. Your pricing strategy is more cautious. Your margins tend to be a little lower in the front part of those communities than they are when you exit those communities. Barring something radically different in the cycle during that period of time. So should we be expecting that sort of trajectory through those communities? Is there anything different about, the communities that are going to be coming online? That was basically the first question.
Yeah, I mean, Hila may want to piggyback on this, but when we buy bigger deals, we're seeing better lot price, which is helping us sort of come out of the gate a little stronger with a more attractive price. So we haven't really seen us have to compromise margin on those larger deals. And in fact, then in the back end, you're getting above hurdle margins because you got the cheap lots, a long supply of them. And as you're lifting up the market is lifting you up, you're getting the community seated and more mature. So we haven't really had to compromise our margins, frankly. Now that may be something we need to keep an eye on as we continue to do more of this. It's more about who we're next to, frankly. which competitors are adjacent to us, that really determines our ability to get the margins, because the entry-level business is really competitive, and there are certain builders that will do what you're describing, and so we have to be strategic about who's sort of adjacent to us and who we're competing with.
So I would say there's three components, exactly what Philippe said. The first, when you're buying a really large parcel, you're going to get better pricing. So we actually have just better lot costs overall compared to our, you know, smaller communities. Number two, not only can we leverage the lot cost, anything we put in that community gets spread over a larger number of lots. So we're actually getting better leverage on our sales center, on any other cost. You have a super that's carrying, as Philippe mentioned, 30 homes instead of 15 or 20. So we're getting better costs there. And then not in every situation, but in some of the larger ones, the amenities are nicer. So it's very low incremental cost for us to put in the nicer amenity, but we're able to drive price higher. Right, so we're actually getting better margins in those communities than what we see in 150 lot average communities.
Great, and then just a follow up regarding the sort of the technical definition of a community and how that may be affected by these larger parcels.
Yeah.
So, for example, on these larger parcels, are you going to have more than one community, or are your communities just going to be larger? And then, if so, what are the implications of that on absorption metrics?
Yeah, both. I mean, we are buying just larger communities of one product line. Then we're also buying larger communities where we're offering two product lines, because we believe there's multiple demand points within that price point, that entry-level price point, and we're able to increase market share. For example, the Marley Park community that we laid out for you, we have three product lines there, spreading from low twos to right around three. And, you know, you could see the absorption. So it just depends on, obviously, the market dynamics.
So at Marley Park, is that three communities or is that one?
That's three.
Three.
So just to clarify, if you're looking for a technical definition for how you're quantifying communities, it's not based on lot size. It's based on product size. So we can offer a 30-foot product type. So a 30-foot product on a 40 and a 45 foot lot would just be a lot premium, but if I'm offering a 30-foot product on a 40-foot and a 35-foot on a 45-foot lot, that would be two. If the actual product that you're building is different, that's a different community.
Yeah. But that's I want to be clear, we're not going out and tying up big pieces of dirt and saying we're going to offer four product lines in here because we just think that there's so many buyers out there that will be able to do that. I mean, we're still being very disciplined. Mm-hmm. We think primarily it's two product types that really increase your absorption pool. Mm-hmm. You start to get to three, I think it gets tricky, and that's not what we're trying to do.
We don't do anything above three, and most are two at most.
Yeah, let me just add a couple of things. I don't think we mentioned this in our prepared remarks, but we define entry level as the FHA loan limit and below. Mm-hmm. So in most markets that we build in, outside of California and Colorado and maybe one or two others, that would be about 300,000 and below. We define first move up as the number between the FHA loan limit and the Fannie Mae loan limit. And in most markets we build in Texas and Arizona, in Florida and in the South, the Fannie Mae loan limit's around 400,000. So homes between 3 and 400,000, we believe, are first move up. And homes under 300,000 generally are defined as entry level. Now, in the entry level space, you know, we have, as all builders do, we have 30-foot wide product, we have some 35, but predominantly we're selling 40-foot product. We also have some townhouses, and we have some duplexes in certain markets, like in Colorado. But again, it's reducing the number of product offerings. You know, we would never or rarely would we have more than one entry-level type product, one Live Now community in a particular location, but we might have an entry-level product and a 1MU product on the same piece of land in the same community. One would be on one side, one would be on the other. That would be defined as two communities. They have separate sales offices and they had separate salespeople, but they would just be together in the same location.
And that's how we've always looked at it.
Every builder has a little difference in the technical definition of what they define as a community. You know, for us, it's one we're actively selling. We've made sales. And we have five lots or more remain in the community. Who else has a question? Nobody else? Well, I want to thank everybody for coming today. We're going to be around for additional questions if you would like to talk to us. We've got boxed lunches out there for you to take home with you or take back to your office. And please remember to take one of the books along with the Bluetooth speaker and phone charger as a small token of our appreciation. And again, thank you very much. Have a great day.